about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. Much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
the level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return to deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News. The nation's top diplomat is in Paris for talks with French officials focused on trying to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine, says ABC's Inez de la Cotera in Paris.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and White House envoy Steve Witkoff meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron this morning amid concerns Europe is being sidelined from talks to end the war in Ukraine. Russia this morning welcoming the meeting, saying it will be a chance for the U.S. to update Europe on Witkoff's long conversation with the Russian president last week and blaming the Europeans for continuing the war. Ukrainian President Zelensky, meanwhile, is urging his allies to, quote, put pressure on killers. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
A 24-year-old American YouTuber from Arizona remains in custody in India. Mikhailo Polyakov was arrested last month after stepping onto North Sentinel Island. Prosecutors say he left a can of Diet Coke in hopes of establishing contact with a remote tribe. That's illegal. He faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate. Like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style. And 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A change of venue requested has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Peters Berger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process. A recent survey of early childhood education providers in Wisconsin shows many of them are at risk of closing. Dozens of child care workers rallied on the Capitol steps Wednesday, calling on lawmakers to urge continued state funding. Governor Tony Evers has included $480 million to continue the program in his proposed state budget. And Democratic lawmakers reintroduce a green amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Proponents say it would protect the state's climate and environment for current and future generations. That amendment is unlikely to be taken up in the Republican-controlled state legislature. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue, West Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. An Aliva daycare owner has been charged after a child in her care had to be taken to the hospital with a brain bleed. Ashley Hove was charged yesterday with one count of physical abuse of a child, intentionally causing great bodily harm. A doctor's report said that the child's injuries were caused by some kind of physical violence. Hove told authorities she thought the child had fallen while playing, and then when she came back to the room, the child was laying on the ground unresponsive. If convicted, Hove could face up to 40 years in prison. Osseo firefighters responded to a shed fire yesterday near Osseo. According to the Osseo Fire Department, the fire spread and caused minor damage to a mobile home. Firefighters were able to put out the fire quickly. They're investigating the cause of that fire. No one was injured in that blaze. One person is dead after a semi-truck accident took place on I-94 near Eau Claire. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the crash took place Tuesday morning when a car going westbound was traveling in the eastbound lanes of I-94 and collided with a semi-truck. The driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver had multiple injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to investigate that incident. Students and staff were evacuated from Onalaska Middle School due to a gas line being hit. That incident took place yesterday morning, shortly after 9 a.m. Onalaska Fire Chief Pete Fletty said that construction crews were digging in the school parking lot when they hit the gas line accidentally. Xcel Energy crews checked out the building to make sure it was safe for students and staff to return. A short time later, the school reopened. Parents were sent a letter detailing the situation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking for $30 million in the next state budget to cover the cost for crime victim services. At a Wausau roundtable Tuesday, the Attorney General said federal funding has decreased dramatically. Call said that for a five-year period, $44 million roughly went to victim service providers. In the current federal fiscal year, which started October 1st, that number has dropped to $13 million, a reduction of over 70%. A fund established by the Federal Victims of Crimes Act distributes money from fines and fees paid out by people convicted of federal charges. The state has used American Recovery Act and pandemic relief money to supplement that, but those funds are now tapped out. Putting the brakes on a Buc-ee's, a proposed Buc-ee's Travel Center in Oak Creek, is the subject of a lawsuit. A nonprofit known as Oak Creek Neighbors United alleges the city lacks legal authority to rezone a 29-acre property adjacent to I-94 for a 73,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station with 120 pumps. The goal is to open the location in early 2027. The suit claims the property was rezoned and the city's comprehensive plan amended to benefit the property owner over the objection of several hundred citizens and the alderman for the district. The city has 45 days to respond. The Watertown man accused of faking his death and fleeing the country wasn't present at his Tuesday status hearing. Court records indicate the attorney for 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was in Green Lake County Court on his behalf. Multiple agencies searched for Borgwart for months after a kayak overturned in Green Lake in August. Investigators later learned Borgwart staged an elaborate hoax in which he left the U.S. for Eastern Europe. Borgwart returned in December and was charged with misdemeanor obstructing an officer. Green Lake County is seeking restitution for the costs incurred for the search. An investigation is underway after firefighters put out a fire involving 4,000 pounds of recyclables. Crews found a large pile of recyclables on fire on the street yesterday near East Past and Grove Circle in the Madison area after a city recycling truck operator dumped the pile upon noticing the back of the truck was smoking. The fire was extinguished. The exact cause of the blaze hasn't been released. But officials remind everyone that electronics and other items containing lithium-ion batteries must be disposed of properly and never placed in a recycling cart. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy. No more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
The Brewers got three home runs in a 5-1 victory over the Tigers on Thursday, taking that series 2-1. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rhys Hoskins, Sal Frelick, and Christian Yelich all going yard for the crew. It's been a slow start for the Brewer bats as a whole, but Yelich says it'll come.
It's still so early. There's so much season left. Like, everyone's going to be fine. You know, just keep going out there, keep playing, and eventually it turns, you know. No reason to panic. Just trust your process, and everything will be where you need it to be, you know, if you stay with it over the course of the year.
Jose Quintana went 5-plus innings on the mound for his second straight win. The Brewers get today off. In the Midwest League, Lansing down Wisconsin 6-2, Quad Cities 4, Beloit 2. Former Wisconsin high school standout Con Knipple announcing that he's entering the NBA draft after one season at Duke. Knipple was the second leading scorer for the Blue Devils at better than 14 points a game. The draft gets underway on June 25th. Final round of the play-in tournament is set. Miami beat Chicago 109-90. We'll take on Atlanta with the winner matching up against Eastern Conference number one seed Cleveland. Dallas down Sacramento 120-106. They'll face Memphis with a winner getting OKC in round one. NFL draft now just 7 days away in Green Bay. Final preparations continuing. Packers outgoing president and CEO Mark Murphy on the Bill Michaels Show said this is a big deal.
Biggest event Green Bay's ever hosted. You know, statewide, you know, we've had, obviously had some, I think the Republican convention, you know, the Ryder Cup, some other things, but no, it's, and, you know, just being on the tailgate tour and growing across the state, you got really got an appreciation of the excitement level. It's phenomenal. Like you said, we'll never host a draft, or never host a Super Bowl, but this is the second biggest event that the league has.
Badger women's volleyball team sweeping Marquette in three sets in a spring exhibition at the UW Fieldhouse last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 to learn more. 24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with autopay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
The Minnesota Twins came through in the clutch with a 4-3 10-inning win in the rubber match against the Mets at the Target Field. The Twins led by three in the eighth before New York scored three to tie the game. However, Ty France hit the walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th. Cole Sands picks up his second win in relief. The Twins visit the Braves tomorrow night. The Twins are adding to their infield. The team traded for Marlins utility player Jonah Bridge yesterday. Minnesota will send cash considerations to Miami to complete the deal. Bridge is hitting 100 with two RBI in 12 games this season. In other club news, the Twins placed outfielder Matt Wallner on injured reserve. The Minnesota Timberwolves will put together their game plan for the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Wolves will visit the Lakers in game one on Saturday night. Star guard Anthony Edwards told reporters he's focused on making the right decisions with the ball in his hands during the series. Saturday's game tips off at 7:30. The Minnesota Wild, meanwhile, are gearing up for the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Wild will play the Vegas Golden Knights in a best-of-seven first-round series next week. Minnesota clinched the first wild card spot in the Western Conference with a win Tuesday. The NHL hasn't announced the playoff schedule yet. High school baseball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference today on the schedule, all weather-dependent, Durand, Arkansas will be hosting Spring Valley, Plum City, Elmwood at Colfax, Boyceville at Glenwood City, Elk Mound is at Mondovi. In the Middle Border Conference today, Altoona hosting Ellsworth, Osceola travels to St. Croix Central, Prescott is at Somerset. Girls softball today in the Dariland Conference. Cochrane Fountain City will be at Alma Center Lincoln. Blair Taylor is at Loyal Greenwood. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference, Durand, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley. Colfax will be at Elmwood Plum City. Boyceville is at Glenwood City. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Times have changed for turkey hunters. They used to just dress up in camo, sit under a tree, and use their little box call to try and bring in a tom. Not anymore. They've become high-tech, and I'll tell you how, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Turkey hunters are going all out these days to bring a tom in close enough to shoot. One turkey hunter I know uses three hen decoys out in the field to try and lure in toms, along with multiple calls. He'll have a call in his mouth. He'll have one in his hand. He'll have two or three sitting next to him. He'll make it seem like those turkeys out there, the decoys that he's planted, are talking to each other. And if he hears a tom in the distance, he'll grab his tom gobbler and shake it, trying to get that tom to compete for those hens that are sitting out there. So it's a multiple call scenario now. It's multiple decoy scenario now. The camo has gotten to be incredibly good. All of this to bring that one tom in close enough to get a shot. I think it's great. I think the more that we can do to lure those toms in tight, the better. You want a good shot. As far as I'm concerned, you want to use everything that you have at your disposal to get every opportunity that you deserve when in the field. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Forecast for today, becoming cloudy this afternoon. We'll have a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs upper 60s, southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms. Lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers. We'll have highs in the low 50s. By Saturday, sunshine, highs mid 50s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Lake City 52, Pepin 51, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson at 50, Mondovi, Nogale 48. Here at WRDN, sunshine and 50 with Kenny Chesney and American Kids. It's 8:23.
Quick stop, midnight tea, top jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yaladong school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base, but saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug sapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey. Hey. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Honey, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Stick together just like a bow and arrow. We're headed in the right direction, don't lose control. Don't look, don't ever look back. Cause honey, don't you know we're on the right track. We got a combination too good to let go. Keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Gotta be tough, stand our ground. Don't let nobody pull us down. Get out of the fast lane and take it slow. We got love, steady as a rock. Flowing like a river, spinning like a top. We got a combination too good to let go. Whoa, keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go.
like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone, Blake Shelton, Pour Me a Drink, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the kids are going to have a chance to meet the Easter Bunny on Saturday from 10 to 11:30. This will be at the Durand Public Library with the Durand Improvement Group. Free admission as well. Just visit the Durand Improvement Group's Facebook page for more information. Let's run down birthdays for today. This actress has been in the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Kristen Sutherland is 70 today. Also, this actress was on several TV shows, including Knots Landing and Models Incorporated. We're talking about Terry Austin is 68. Former football quarterback Boomer Esiason with the Cincinnati Bengals. He also played for the Jets, too. Born in the state in 1961. Actress Kimberly Elsie is 58. Yeah, her credits include the movies The Great Debaters and Diary of a Mad Black Woman. This actress has been in the TV series Alias and the movies Draft Day, Dallas Buyers Club, The Kingdom, Catch and Release, and Pearl Harbor. Jennifer Garner is 53 today. Born on this date, financier J.P. Morgan, born in the state in 1837. Actor Arthur Lake, he starred as Dagwood on Blondie, born in the state in 1906. And Don Kirshner, remember that back in the day? At 12 midnight, I remember that. This is Don Kirshner's rock concert. Yep, born in the state in 1934. Birthday from yesterday that we have to pass along. Jenna Pickler, happy belated birthday. Birthdays today, Weston Pat Note, happy birthday. And Jackie Pelkey, celebrating a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box on Friday. We pick ourselves a Birthday Anniversary Club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some Birthday Anniversary Club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now for that Easter ham. Just visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand today for lunch. Don't forget to use the Dairy Queen app. And use that app to earn rewards points and get some great Dairy Queen treats, too. To enter the Birthday Anniversary Club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way as well. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. The mailman loves it when you use the mail. Send us a postcard to 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the Birthday Anniversary Club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill invite you to their Easter Sunday buffet from 10:45 to 3:30. The menu will include Riverside Grill's delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes and gravy, salad bar, and more. Reservations are appreciated, and to make a reservation, call Riverside Grill at 672-8874. Enjoy the Easter buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, serving great homemade food, Main Street, downtown Durand.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine early, then 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the upper 60s, southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms. Lows upper 40s for Friday, 40% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the low 50s. Currently across the region, a mix of clouds and sun as the clouds begin to move in. Lake City 52, Pepin 51. Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson at 50, Mondovi and O'Galley 48 here at WRDN. We do have some clouds now and 50 with Lee Bryce and One of Them Girls. It's 840.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world, yeah. For one of them girls who likes to act all quiet. Sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rode out, got them all wishing on stars now. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want.
On the way, we're going to talk with Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis about the spring cleanup that's starting here in Durand on Saturday. First, here's George Strait.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day, I chased around the playground. Across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand.
in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Drain Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis. And we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming spring cleanup that is starting on Saturday throughout Durand. And Matt, thanks for joining us. All right, this starts on Saturday and goes for a few weeks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is our annual spring cleanup. It's meant for yard cleanup, yard waste. Allows people to, you know, put piles of leaves along the curb. Allows you to any dead branches that may have fallen. Allows you to kind of trim up some of your shrubbery around your house. Stack it all on the curb. We ask that we have a few rules. We make sure that those rules are followed, or staff will just kind of leave a door knocker on your door saying, hey, you haven't followed the rules, fix X, Y, and Z, and we'll come back. Otherwise, you have to take care of it yourself. Some of the rules are they're pretty simple, right? Make sure that the leaves are separated from the branches. You can't pile stuff, you know, more than 10 feet in length. Making sure that they're not more than 5 feet off the road so our equipment can get at it and we're staying on the road right away. We can't stack things around fixed objects such as telephone poles or telephone boxes or mailboxes or things like that. And its branches are technically not to exceed 2 inches in diameter. So the purpose of this is not to cut the tree down in the backyard and put the entire tree on the boulevard for our city to remove for you. It's just basically to clean up the yard from fall and winter debris, you know, beautify the city a little bit.
And then how this will work is the city will kind of go around between this Saturday and May 4th to try to pick stuff up. It'll be like, will you just kind of do a daily schedule or every couple of days?
Yeah, good question. So essentially, we allow 3 Saturdays or 3 weekends for this event. What we do is we go around potentially like once a week. What we want to maximize the trips around town, because obviously every trip around town costs us money. We just don't want to drive up and down every street every day. So what we'll do is probably like it'll start on Saturday, and then off the top of my head, I would say next Wednesday we'd make a one trip around town. And then we probably won't make another trip until the ending date, which would be, you know, if it's done May 4th, we'll probably make a trip May 7th, 8th, or 9th. I'm looking at a calendar right now, but however that calendar falls. So we'll probably only make like 2 trips unless we see in our morning travels that, oh, we got an absorbent amount of stuff out there. We better make another quick trip. So don't expect it to be for us to be there Monday morning right away, or if you put it out on the second week, as for us to be there right away on that Monday morning. We will get it. We just try to maximize the amount of times that we go out.
And of course, if we have severe weather, well, then that would probably change everything too. It is that time of year. Talking with Duran, Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis, about the spring cleanup day again, starting this Saturday, running through May 4th. If you have any questions, you can always contact Duran City Hall as well for how the rules work on that. Matt, with it being spring, I've already seen the crews out doing the pothole duty. That, I suppose, is continuing along with some other spring things?
Yep, we're in pothole season, full force. Crews were out a week and a half ago starting to patch potholes. They made one round, so we'll kind of let those settle in, see how they last. It's just cold patch type material that gets thrown in there, so sometimes after it rains it pops back out, or after traffic drives on it enough it might pop back out. So we'll make another round here in a week or two and fix anything that may have popped back out or resurfaced in a rain event or anything like that. On our typical spring stuff too, you're going to see hydrant flushing kicking off here in the next week or two. So probably, I believe that might go in the paper here this week and next week as well. But our normal hydrant maintenance, hydrant flushing program will kick off probably the 21st or the 28th. So you'll see crews out flushing hydrants as well.
And the reason for that?
Twofold. Number one, DNR requires us to do hydrant maintenance once a year. So we have to operate the hydrant up and down, make sure the caps are working, make sure everything's oiled by DNR code once a year. And then we also want to flush our system. So the goal is to open that hydrant, flush water out of that hydrant, which then essentially scours the inside of the main and cleans the main and flushes, you know, any iron deposits or manganese that may or may not have built up over the year out of the system. Just keeps your drinking water fresher, cleaner, for the citizens.
And when you're doing that, for those in the, like if you're in a neighborhood, the folks in that neighborhood, because of the flushing, may see a little discoloration. Just let the water run for a minute and it'll all clear, right?
Correct, yeah. So with that flushing, you know, we are the velocity of the water going through the mains, we're trying to get some of them iron deposits and stuff out of the main. So you may see a little discoloration in your water. Let it run for, you know, 5-10 minutes. It'll clear up. If it doesn't clear up, give me a call. We'll come in. We might have to, you know, pull the meter and flush from the actual meter area. But we've never had it where where you let it run for 5 minutes or so and the water clears right back up. But yes, there could be potentially some discoloration of the water while we're doing those flushing.
Finally, Matt, before we let you go, when will the crews start opening up the parks?
We'll look at parks roughly around May 1st. You're going to start seeing us maybe hauling some trash cans up here in the next couple weeks. May 1st is usually the earliest we ever will open them, mostly based on that freeze thaw. We got to make sure that the nighttime temperatures stay above freezing because obviously we're dealing with water. So before we turn any water on, we're going to make sure that the nighttime temperatures are going to be above freezing. But I would venture to say in the next week or two, you're going to start seeing trash cans out where they need to be, maybe getting the picnic tables out of the shelters and ready to be used. And so we'll kind of start there, and then turning the water on and open the bathrooms will be solely dependent on Mother Nature.
Matt Gillis with the Duran Public Works Department. You're listening to WRDN.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. Say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. How fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind.
Another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing